Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Asia. May I please have your email address to locate your account?
I believe it's Mustang67Yellow@AOL.
That's spelled Mustang. You said 67?
At AOL. Mustang67Yellow@AOL.
67Yellow. Okay, may I please have your first and last name?
It's probably under Joseph Salerno, S-A-L-E-R-N-O.
That was S-A-L-E-R-N-O?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if anything pulls up.
Hmm?
Okay, what's your first and last name?
My first name is Betty. My last name is Salerno. S A L E R N O.
Okay. Nothing's pulling up under those two names. How may I help you today?
Well, you guys just made a delivery to me and you can't find me.
Okay, do you have your tracking number? Do you have an order ID number?
Okay, let's see. You got an order info. This, I guess, is the order number. It's GLFOM1998979.
Okay, you said GLF or GLM?
GF as in Frank.
Okay, which product did you order?
We're on an automatic Omex. The product code is Omex, and we got two boxes of them.
Okay, which Omex product did you get?
That's all it says there under the product code.
Okay, is it the Ultra Pure Omex? Do you have the products with you?
No, I'm in my office right now. I'm not understanding why you guys can't find me.
Okay, is this number that you're calling from your office number?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a phone number that you put the account under?
All right, let's try, let me try myself, 610-639-8282.
You said 639-8282?
Yeah, 610-639-8282. I'm going to have to go through some numbers because I'm not sure what number this is under.
Okay. Okay, nothing pulled up under that phone number either.
Try 610-724-9822. 724-9822.
Okay, the email that you provided, is that your husband's email or your email?
It's both of ours.
What? See, I have one email.
Listen, who is this on? It's under Joseph, right?
I don't have an account pulled up with that information. I was stating, do y'all have the same email, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, could you give me that email one more time and use acronyms, please?
Mustang, the numbers 67, yellow, YELLOW, at AOL.com.
Mustang 67, yellow@AOL.com?
Yes.
Okay, nothing's pulling up under that email either.
Okay,
let's see.
Listen, I don't really care about that. All I want to know is, do I need to talk to someone else? You guys ship me out something. Do you want the order number?
Okay, you provided me with the order number. Could you use acronyms with every letter that you give me?
Well, under the okay, there's an under the order info. There's a much smaller number. Then there's an order ID number. Do you want that?
May I please have the order ID number?
143-0779-236-448-C as in Charles, T as in Thomas, Y as in yellow, 007.
Okay, I'm going to reach out to my supervisor because that order number is too long to be one of our order numbers. So give me just a moment.
Hang on a minute. Is this OMAX?
Yes, ma'am. So give me just a moment while I reach out to my supervisor really quick.
Okay. Too long. Okay. Too long.
Okay, I'm just waiting on a response.
Okay. I know you said that this order number is too long.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if it's too long, then it don't belong on this piece of paper that they sent to me with all my info. Because I didn't make up this number. That's what's on here.
Okay, give me just a moment while I wait on a response from my supervisor.
Okay, well, I'm at work, because if you guys can't find me, I don't know how you're billing me then.
Okay, she just responded back. She stated that she's looking up the order ID number that you gave me, because that number is pretty long to be one of our order ID numbers. You may have ordered from a third party.
Let me tell you what my – can I talk to this supervisor?
I'll get you transferred. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Your call is about to be transferred.
Thank you very much.